Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos, is a special holiday in the Hispanic Latino communities that honor deceased loved ones. Pixar's 2017 animated movie Coco highlights this tradition, as well as the importance of family, both living and dead. Dia de los Muertos is also the focus of an exhibition that opened October 18th in the Northcutt Steele Gallery on the campus of Montana State University, Billings.
Day of the Dead is a fusion of spiritual beliefs between Catholicism and indigenous spiritual practices.
That's Betty Avila, co-director of Self-Help Graphics and Art, a cultural and artistic center for Latino Chicano art in eastern Los Angeles that has been helping provide training for aspiring Chicano artists. And it's been instrumental in raising the national profile of Dia de los Muertos since 1970s.
Even from its origin in Mexico and Central America, it already is a sort of cultural fusion, and as it evolves, it becomes that even more so.
The evolution of Day of the Dead is showcased in an exhibition at the Northcutt Steele Gallery at MSUB. On display are prints, photos, and ephemera created over the past four decades that trace the celebrations, art, and rituals. Also on display is a traditional fendra, or altar, created for this exhibition by MSUB students in Rebecca Burl Davis's Hispanic Tradition class. She says the altar and the space around it are decorated with photos and important symbols to honor and remember the dead.
Because in this tradition, there's three deaths. There's the physical death, when somebody dies, and then there's the burial. That's the second death. And then the third death is when that person is no longer remembered, when they've been forgotten. And that's considered the worst death of all.
The exhibit kicked off Thursday with a presentation by Betty Avila from the Self-Help Graphics and Art in L.A. on the history of Dia de los Muertos, the works from SHG, and the altar from the Hispanic Traditions class will be on display until mid-December. Kay Erickson, YPR News.